So this is the property from last week. We've actually already done some cleaning here. When we first came in here, this is the side door. Could barely get the door open. There was a door here. Had to like rip it off to be able to get in here. There was like a tiny, tiny narrow pathway here to get through. There's just trash literally everywhere. And then this is the hallway. As you can see, I mean, you really can't even access that. So the day that we found the person in here, I actually had to climb over to the front door and move stuff just so we could open the front door, and then had to make a pathway over here to where the person was kind of underneath stuff. So some of this stuff obviously has been thrown back this way to give it more space for the coroner and police to be able to get in here and remove the remains. So obviously not the way a person could be living. And it's still confusing to me how the person got there. They were kind of under stuff. Doesn't really make sense to me, but of course I'm sure the police are doing their due diligence to determine what exactly happened.